Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the MOB Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Thursday morning, closing out another big week here in the MOB community. And grateful as always to be with you, I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a great deal of fun, and as I do each Thursday, I'd like to give you something to chew on as you head into the weekend. Something to think about over the next several days before we come back together again next Monday. I want you to think about the big difference between amateurs and pros. If you consider this, hopefully you're here to become a professional entrepreneur. Professional entrepreneurs are those people that are not just full-time business owners, but they approach their business much differently than that of a novice or an amateur. And it's not just about the trophy case or the bank account. It's much deeper. The difference between an amateur and a pro is not what hangs on their wall. It's not what they have in their, you know, in their sort of arsenal of accomplishments. It's much deeper than that. It's easy to look around at the pros in any field and be, quote, inspired, right? We can look at these people that are crushing it, that have been doing it for a very long time, the ones that are setting the tone, and we think, wow, man, if only I could be that great. But if we get into a constant cycle of looking to these types of people, or anybody else for that matter, for inspiration, that's the first step down that slippery slope. That's where we stay stuck in the amateur zone. Pros don't do that. And you think about this, at one point, a professional had to be an amateur. How did they do it? How did they cross over into the ranks of the professionals? How did they become awesome at what they did? So awesome that they elevated their status. Well, in order to turn pro, as the amazing Stephen Pressfield calls it in his book, Turning Pro, you have to know the difference between an amateur and a pro. Now, I've seen this even in the ranks of professionals. What separates the elite from the already awesome, right? So you can have a professional, like you could have those people that have broken through. They were once amateurs and now they are full-fledged, full-blown pros. But there's a big difference. There's a big difference between the elite and the pretty awesome. That separation happens when there's an understanding of the difference between amateurs and pros. When we understand the difference between that, then we can start behaving in such a way. Now, if you remember yesterday, I gave a little bit of a slight, if you will, threw a little bit of shade on the whole concept of the law of attraction. And I gave you my version of it. I said, listen, you got to become more of the type of person that would attract the results or the life or whatever it is you want. You have to become that person. Instead of wishing for the stuff to happen, you got to become the kind of person that has that in their life. And this is what I'm talking about. So I want to go a little bit deeper on that. I want you to think about that this weekend. I want you to think about to yourself, am I behaving more like an amateur or am I building myself into being a professional? First and foremost, there's a big difference, professionals know, between distractions and temptation and focus and discipline. Amateurs love to be distracted. They fall for temptation. That's why they spend an inordinate amount of time on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, YouTube, being inspired. They watch the motivational videos. They pass around all the inspirational memes because they need that stuff, right? They love to stay distracted, and it's very tempting. They fall for temptation left and right, but the professional is focused and disciplined. Big difference. Pros choose the fulfillment of accomplishment over the temporary soothing part of being that, you know, sort of in that dopamine hit, if you will, of being distracted. Professionals know that the real fulfillment, the real joy, comes from doing the work, not avoiding it. They know that the pain of procrastination is far too great. It might feel temporarily comfortable to procrastinate, but the minute they jump in and get to work, a professional feels that sense of power because they said yes to their dream, they took the action necessary, and they're working toward the result. And so the difference between amateurs and pros, amateurs are distracted, they love temptation, professionals are focused and disciplined. Next, amateurs are all about indecision and overthinking. Professionals are decisive and confident. Now think about this. Indecision and overthinking, sometimes people like to take pride in this. They think, hey, I'm an analytical thinker. I need to slow down and process this. And that's fine. There's some truth to that. We all should slow down and process things, especially if it's a big decision or especially if there's a lot coming at us all at once. But there's a big difference between not being able to make a decision or overthinking something. You see, if you're indecisive, that's a lack of confidence. It's a lack of courage. If you're overthinking things, it's typically because you're either looking for an escape, you're looking for an out, you're looking for a delay of game, or sometimes you're just trying to prove to yourself how smart you can be, right? But that's the mark of an amateur. A professional, on the other side, is decisive. They know what they want. They go after it. They're quick to make a decision and slow to change their mind. They have the confidence to know that they can follow through no matter what. And that's the most important part that I want you to remember. It's about the confidence to follow through. So if you ever find yourself in that indecisiveness or overthinking things too much, fall back on the confidence and say to yourself, I have developed the confidence to follow through on my dream. I love working with my clients on this. It's a whole reason why I put together my mastermind, so that I can work with people on their confidence to help them develop better decision-making processes so that they can follow through on their dreams. Pros trust themselves to make decisions even in the face of incomplete or no information at all, and they follow through once that decision is made. Next is drama. Drama, drama, baby. That's what the amateurs go after. Now, the professionals, on the other hand, they can't take that. They can't stand the drama. They need to just be able to go to work. They don't have time for all the BS. They don't have time for all the negativity. They don't have time to hear about what somebody said in some forum. Oh, did you hear the bad reviews over here? They've made their decision. They're going to follow through on it, or they're going to investigate and make sure they've got the information they need so they can continue to move forward. Professionals have a zero tolerance policy for BS, a zero tolerance policy for drama, a zero tolerance policy for negativity. Yesterday I was talking about hype. Guess what? Professionals can't stand hype and they can't stand propaganda. That's because they're too focused on what they can control. You can't control whether or not somebody's blowing sunshine, right? You can't control whether or not somebody's feeding you a line of BS, but what you can control is how you approach something with confidence and certainty. How you say to yourself, that's great. And all that hype, that might be true, but I don't need that. All I need is direction and a way to go. And that's the difference between amateurs and pros. A professional knows that all that drama, all that hype, all that negativity, all that BS is irrelevant. Doesn't matter, even if it is true. If they're going to take that path, if they're going to go down that road, they're going to do it one way or the other, drama or not. Now, another differentiation between amateurs and pros is that amateurs obsess over outcomes while pros focus on the process. I want you to really think about that this weekend. Amateurs love to obsess over outcomes, whether they've happened or not. If the outcome hasn't happened, that's when they get themselves all spooled up. They start worrying about things. They start making these stories up in their head that things aren't going the way they should go. They start building up the stress, the anxiety, the awful feelings. They start thinking negative thoughts about themselves. They start thinking about all the negative things that people have said to them in the past and wonder, maybe they're right. That's an amateur move. Instead, professionals focus on the process. Because when they focus on what they can control, the outcomes and the results are the byproducts of the actions that they take right now. Isn't that amazing? If we're focused on the outcome, we can't control that. We don't know when it's going to come. We don't even know if it's going to come. We don't know if the outcome that we want, the one that we're so clear on, the one we're, quote, manifesting, the one we visualize, we can't control whether or not that's going to happen on our timeline. We can't even control whether or not it happens at all. But if we focus on the process, Ah, now we've got something to hang our hat on. That we can control. We can control whether we get to work on our business. We can control whether we work on our copy, you know, our ad copy. We can worry about, or focus on rather, we can control whether or not we pick up that phone and ask for the sale. Worrying about whether it works out, worrying about the outcome gets us nowhere. And that's something amateurs do. The professionals, they focus on the process. They focus on the action. They focus on what it takes to make the result come true. Another big differentiation. Amateurs are addicted to outside motivation, whereas professionals have an inner drive. That's the biggest differentiation I can share with you. All this other stuff, distraction versus temptation, listen, anybody can get distracted and tempted, okay? Even a pro. But it's the amateurs that get obsessed with it. They get in that cycle. That's why the pros are focused and disciplined. Indecision and overthinking, listen, a professional can do that from time to time if they allow themselves to. It's not uncommon to see that happen, but it's so rare that they stay stuck there, right? They're more decisive and confident. But being addicted to outside motivation, that is something a professional never does. They leave that to the amateurs. They let them be the people that give all the likes and the views on the Facebook memes and the motivational videos and all that kind of stuff. They're too focused on doing the work. They don't need it and therefore don't seek that outside motivation. They're internally driven. They have that internal drive that says, I've got this. I'm going to make it happen. Come what may, whether it's raining or shining, I'm going to show up. Whether it's going my way or it's going the opposite direction, I'm going to show up. I'm going to do what I can with what I have because that's what I can control. That's the difference. That's what professionals do. Also, amateurs show up when it's convenient. Professionals show up no matter what. Enough said. Not much else you can say about that. It's always convenient. Listen, man, it's convenient to show up when it feels good. It's convenient to show up when you're well-rested, when the timing is right. It's convenient to show up when things are going great. A professional shows up no matter what. Doesn't matter whether they're winning. Doesn't matter whether or not they're losing. They're going to show up either way. If they're sore, they're tired, exhausted, had their heart broken, had their face slammed flat by that door of rejection, they're going to show up. Big difference between amateurs and pros when it comes to that kind of stuff. Amateurs show up when it's convenient. Professionals show up no matter what. And finally, this is perhaps one of the most important things I want you to listen to today. Earlier, I talked about being addicted to outside motivation versus having an internal drive. Closely related to this one is that amateurs default to their baseline behavior. Professionals have intentional improvement. They commit themselves to improving on a daily basis. They commit themselves to doing the hard work. They commit themselves to learning, even when they go, you know what, I've heard this before, but I want to hear it again. I want to make sure I got it this time. Maybe there's a reason why I keep hearing the same message over and over again. Maybe there's a reason I keep going through the same learning process. Maybe there's a reason I keep making the same mistakes over and over again. Instead of complaining about it, instead of wishing for better, I'm going to wish I was better. I'm going to work harder on myself. I'm going to continue to improve and push and know that I have to be ever vigilant, self-aware, constantly guarding my time, my energy, my focus against those negative time suckers, against those soul suckers out there. That's the mark of a true professional. This weekend, I want you to consider this. I want you to think like a pro. I want you to focus and be disciplined as opposed to being distracted and tempted. I want you to work on being decisive and confident, believing in yourself, believing in your mission, as opposed to being indecisive and overthinking things. I want you to banish drama, negativity, and all the BS that no longer serves you anymore and focus and be intentional on what you want. I want you to focus on the process instead of obsessing over outcomes. And if the outcomes have been challenging, if you've been struggling, if you've been having a difficult time because those outcomes aren't there, I understand. I believe in you, and I need you to believe in yourself. But more importantly, drop that obsession over what hasn't happened or what you don't have. And focus on what you do. Focus on the process of getting what you want and making it happen. this weekend, I want you to make a commitment to get off the addiction of outside motivation, of needing other people to inspire you or pump you up, needing all those great videos and things that get passed around to be your spark. Instead, develop that internal drive that all professionals have to have and all professionals do. If you don't yet have it, continue to work on that internal drive. Continue to work on finding your why. What drives you? What causes you to want to do this? Remind yourself. Sometimes that's what you need. Sometimes you got to remind yourself why you got involved in this crazy pursuit in the first place. But being addicted to outside motivation is definitely keeping you from getting to where you want to be. So this weekend, focus on that inner drive. Develop that inner drive. This weekend, commit to showing up daily, no matter what. Not just showing up when it's convenient, not just showing up when it's fun or exciting or where you feel motivated, but showing up no matter what. And make the commitment to being intentional in your improvement. Instead of defaulting to your baseline behavior, continue to raise the bar, elevate your game, and go to that next altitude in your business and in your life. And when you do, my friend, I promise you this, everything will shift, everything will change, and you will go from being an amateur to going into the ranks of being a pro. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moeb Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again next week. Have yourselves an amazing weekend. Go out and do the things you love to do. Spend time doing them with the people you love being with. Come back on Monday refreshed, recharged, ready to kick ass, and I'll be here waiting for you. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you Monday.